Okay, Tony, very good. Thanks for taking the net tonight. 64 degrees, by the way, here, WBAWYV. Well, we had, yesterday I had company. It was by Elmer from South Bend, Indiana, WA9PYH. He and his wife stopped in on their way home from Mackinac Island. And I've known Jim for since 1971. He was a guy who loaned me a receiver when I was a novice and helped me out. He's a year older than I am. He graduated in 68. I graduated in 69. We went to the same high school, but I didn't know him because he was a year ahead of me. And we took the same math course at South Bend, Indiana, University of Indiana, Indiana University of South Bend, and he was in the math class with me, and that's how I got to know him. So anyway, we've been friends ever since. Let me drop it real quick. If anybody there is thinking about coming down to the Waxahachie Amateur Radio Club Field Day site, it has moved. We are going to be out at the airport. We have a facility now. It's gonna be our clubhouse, basically. And we're going to be holding, like, our picnics there, field day there, and all that kind of good stuff. So, anyway, that's where we are at. If you come down, we are no longer in the Tustin area, as we were for the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. Anyway, that's the story there. And, a real busy day here. We got the yoga, got the dogs out, had to do some shopping. Yeah, but so that was it. Anyway, I'm going to turn it back to you. I'm going to get ready for bed here. 7-3 all the way around. Back to you, Tony. Thanks again. And sorry for jumping the gun there. I thought you had turned it over. WATCM, WBAWIV. I'll be clear. Good evening.
Always great to hear from you, and glad your new club location is going to be on something bigger than a postage stamp. They should be able to find you somewhere around the airport as long as they keep driving in circles. Mike, AI6XQ, you be ready for your transmission, and Kevin, stand by. Go ahead, Mike.
Good evening, Tony the Net, and thanks for taking that control, Tony. This is Mike, AI6XQ. To follow your theme of best stuff you've heard on sports, I've got a tie for two of them. One, Ernie Harwell calling the Detroit Tigers World Series 7-game win over the St. Louis Cardinals. Great. Tied for first place was the Los Angeles Dodgers broadcaster Vin Scully calling Kirk Gibson's shot in the World Series where Gibson could hardly walk and had a walk-off home run that won game one of the World Series that set the momentum for the Dodgers to win. If you've never heard that call, you should listen to it. Vin Scully, if you just Google Vin Scully, Dodgers World Series home run call. If you don't have the hair stand up on the back of your neck when you hear that call, there's something wrong with you. And that's it for me. Thanks, Tony. Back to you. AI6XQ.
Mike, sounds like a couple of great memories there, and I'll have to catch up with you if you meet us for breakfast and find out what years those events were. Sounded like a lot of fun. Kevin, KE8SBW, go ahead with your transmission, and then we'll stand by for Echo Lincoln All-Star.
Hey, thanks, Tony. This is Kevin. Hey, my family just came to the door, so I'm just going to have to say goodnight to everyone and hope you're all well. 88 SBW, back to town.